Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Huttle. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Heavenly days, McGee. What are you doing?
This, my dear, is a little invention of mine that's going to revolutionize the sale of Alka-Seltzer and make us our first million. I call it McGee's Handy Dandy Zip Open 4-Tablet Pocket Pack of Alka-Seltzer.
Well, that's a short and snappy name. Easy to remember, too.
All you do is zip open the cellophane wrapper, and there you've got 4 Alka-Seltzer tablets, each one in its own foil wrapper.
But, dearie...
You can carry McGee's handy-dandy zip-open 4-tablet pocket pack of Alka-Seltzer with you wherever you go.
Yes,
you can put it in your pocket, your purse, your briefcase, your overnight bag, your glove compartment, your golf bag.
McGee...
Now, listen, kiddo. Think of all the people who have headaches and upset stomachs and don't always have an Alka-Seltzer handy.
Why, it'll...
McGee...
You were saying something, Molly?
The Alka-Seltzer people already have a handy pack of 4 tablets just like you described, and they're selling it every day in the stores.
Well, hottie, well, dad-rat-a-dad-rat. Why is it that every time a real scientific mind like mine comes up with something, some bloke has got to think of it first?
Things are in a bit of an uproar at 79 Wistful Vista this morning. Mrs. McGee is telling the grocery boy about it right now.
And I don't know where he is, Mr. Oldtimer.
Left the house early, huh?
Before breakfast, and I wish he'd come home. After that stock deal of his yesterday, the phone has been ringing all morning, and I don't know what to say to people.
Stock deal? You mean that McGee Incorporated stuff he was selling like hotcakes?
Yes, everyone wants their money back right now.
What are they scared of? I seen the ad Johnny run in the Gazette yesterday. Says the whole deal is backed by old man McDonald of the Third National Bank, don't it?
Yes, that's what it said, but...
Said right underneath, all money insured up to $10,000 at the Third National Bank.
That was supposed to be a separate ad for the bank. The Gazette ran the ads together by mistake. When the people found out, they all want their money back.
Oh, that's bad. No wonder Johnny lammed out of here this morning. Went to join the Foreign Legion, probably.
Oh, no, he'll be back.
Sure gonna miss him, daughter. Fine boy. You looking for a new husband? Because I got a friend who ain't exactly handsome, but he's got a good job at the slaughterhouse.
No, I'm not looking for a new husband. I'm just looking for my old one, like everybody else is. Maybe that's him now. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee.
McGee, you there?
No, he isn't. Who's calling, please?
This is Harrigan of Bernstein, and O'Brien. On behalf of our client, Mr. Paul Parker, who never invests in any deal that isn't guaranteed and wants his $30 back for that phony stock, right now.
McGee Incorporated is not phony stock. My husband promised you $15 back for every 10, and you'll get it. And I wish I believed it.
When will we get it?
What did the ad say? It said in 3 days, didn't it? All right, give him 3 days. What do you think he is, a magician?
Another irate stockholder, huh, daughter?
Lawyer this time. You know, it's been going on like this all morning. Phones ringing, doorbells ringing. Oh, I wish McGee would come home.
Yeah.
You haven't heard from him since he left this morning, Molly?
Not a word, Doctor. I hope nothing has happened to him. Oh, dear, I wish
I'd never have given him my money if I hadn't thought it was guaranteed by the bank.
$15 back for every 10, McGee said. If he's grabbed a plane out of town with our money...
Sweetie Face is pretty upset, but I keep telling you...
All right, I'll have them all.
Now, folks, just a minute, all of you.
Yes, please, let's all quiet down and...
That's better.
Yeah, thanks, Teeny.
Well, that's okay. I was just passing through after school. Hey, what's all the noise about, Dr. Gamble, and where's Mr. McGee?
He's hiding out. That's where he is with our money. $300 worth of that stock he sold.
Just a minute. Who are you, sir?
My name is Parker, and I've got shares of that stock. Like the rest of you, that crook took my money under false pretenses.
He did not. He did not. Not on purpose, anyhow. There's not a dishonest bone in McGee's head.
Of course not.
It wasn't McGee's fault that the Gazette ran those two ads together. It was a mistake.
Mistake? Yeah. Well, yes. Things like that happen.
Right, yeah. Yeah, to him they do all the time. Remember the milk bottle he got his hand caught in that time? He was just standing there and this bottle jumped up.
Well, I don't know how you people can keep sticking up for him when he swindled you out of your money.
Well, now, he didn't swindle us. Mr. McGee is not a crook.
No.
Of course he isn't. Ham-handed, sure. A little slow-witted. Yeah, a trifle stupid even. But not dishonest.
That's right. I mean about his honesty.
I trust him. Sweetie Face, of course, is fit to be tied.
McGee may be a dunce, a pigeon, and a complete jughead about money, but he's not a crook.
Thank you, Doctor. And thank you, all my good friends, for your confidence in me.
McGee, you're back.
I heard every word of that, and it touches my heart.
Where have you been, you little chiseler?
You didn't spend our money, did you? Because I want mine back.
I want mine back, too.
Hey, now, cut it out.
Get your hands off it.
Hello, you guys. I got news. I got news. Big news. Molly, make them stop. Hey, I got news.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
The fun you have is good for you. You need it. You deserve it. The question is, do you always feel good enough to enjoy it? Sometimes a headache or an upset stomach just won't let you enjoy the fun that's so good for you. Well, that, my friend, is a situation that calls for speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
You see, Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief. You try it. For refreshing relief for a headache or upset stomach, take Alka-Seltzer.
And that's why I left early this morning with the money, to find us a good investment, one with a quick return. One where I can pay you stockholders $15 back for every 10, and I found it.
Yes, McGee, you keep telling us about the great deal you've got, but what is it?
You'll see.
I'm sick of all this mystery, McGee. Yeah. You've got our money, and I want to know what you did with it.
Who's he?
His name's Parker. He's a noisy one, isn't he?
Are you still here, Teeny? You better go on home, dear. This is a business discussion.
Yeah, you better go on home, Teeny.
I want to stay. The only thing that's good on television for kids now is an old movie, Murder at the Inn, and this is much more dramatic. Probably be a couple of murders around here before the day.
Hey, Teeny.
Okay, I'm going. But you gotta tell me how it comes out. I bet Mr. Parker here is gonna be the one who done it.
Teeny.
Notice the low forehead and narrow eyes on him.
All right, everybody. Now, if you all get in your cars and follow me, I'll show you our investment, and I guarantee you're gonna be the most surprised. Okay, Molly, here we are, kiddo. Wave to everyone to stop.
Out here?
Yep.
Why, we're out in the middle of nowhere, McGee.
you just wait to see what we got out here, Molly. Okay, everybody, over here. Come on.
We must be 10 miles out of town.
Of a joke dragging us way out here.
All right. Now, order, please, order. Just follow me. Right up this road here, and through the trees.
I've been out this way lots of times bird watching, Mr. Parker. There's a covey of green-bellied pickles that live over that hill.
McGee, you better button up your overcoat. My goodness, look at that huge old house. Deserted.
Yep. Right through the gateway here, folks. Watch the fence. Don't tear your clothes.
Hey, I know where we are now, McGee. Sure.
Yes, this is the old Morgan place. Very wealthy family used to live here.
And a nest of red-legged Mergenthalers down the road there.
All right, fellow stockholders in McGee Incorporated, this is it. There is our investment.
What?
The old Morgan mansion. 27 rooms, carriage house, and servants' quarters. And it's all ours. Lock, stock, and barrel for $300.
$300.
Oh, McGee, that's wonderful.
Say, look at this property.
There must be 5 acres or so here.
Well, I've been all over it many times. There's over a mile of that cast iron fence.
There's a lake down the hill there, too.
Sure. You see, this house has been deserted for years, and when I got this idea...
McGee, this is sensational. I don't know how you made a deal like this.
We can subdivide this property, make a pile of money out of building lots.
The iron fence alone is worth...
Oh, isn't he wonderful?
I ought to get a couple of thousand an acre for him.
Now, wait a minute, folks. Please, now, take it easy. Wait a minute. That's better. That's... Teeny!
Sure. Hi, everybody.
I thought you went home. How did you
get...
Well,
I knew you'd need me, so I hid in the trunk of the car.
Oh, for the love of...
Never mind her. What are we going to do with this property, McGee? You're our leader. You've done great by us. So what does McGee Incorporated do with this property?
Subdivide?
No.
He's right. We hang on to it a couple of years.
No, we can't hang on to it at all. We got to get it out of here by the end of the week. That's my deal.
Get it out of here. Get what out of here?
The house, naturally. That's all I bought, just the house.
What?
$300 for the house, and it's got to be gone by the end of the week.
Oh, no.
I got an idea where we can make ourselves a big...
Hey, Mr.
No, wait. Snap, shove it.
Let him alone.
Get your hands up.
I knew this would be better than murder at the end.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
You feel so miserable, so out of sorts when you have a cold. Relief is what you want more than anything. And now relief can be yours with Tabsin. Your druggist has it. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. Better than ever for cold relief. Here's how Tabsin helps you. It relieves the sniffles and sneezes, the headache, watery eyes, feverish feeling, and general aches and pains. Yes, and you can take smooth-coated, easy-to-swallow Tabsin tablets at any stage of a cold. Get Tabsin at your drugstore and keep it handy. Take it for really fast, effective relief in colds. Be sure you ask for Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package.
One thing, you've certainly got the noisiest bunch of stockholders I ever listened to.
Yeah.
I don't see why in the world you didn't tell them what your idea is for that old house, though. I think it's a wonderful idea, but you let them stand there and holler at you.
Ah, the heck with them. If they're going to be nasty, so will I. Tell them nothing. Let them wait till tomorrow. They'll get their money just like I said.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Yes, sir. So long, everybody.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Fibber McGee and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson plays the old-timer in Wallace Wimple and Arthur Q. Bryan, Dr. Gamble. Art Jacobson appeared as Parker and Mary Lansing as the woman. Now, what do you suppose McGee is going to do with that old house? How can he make any money on that? And by tomorrow? Well, I'm John Wald, and I found out long ago that I can't outguess our Mr. McGee, so I'm not going to try to. I am curious, though. You can bet I'll be on hand tomorrow to see how this thing works out. Why don't you do that, too?
Today, listen to Woman in My House on most NBC radio stations.